Reversing course from a previous decision, the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, RCEA, will accept nuclear power in its energy mix, with added revenue from it possibly funding local projects. The October 24th RCEA Board of Directors meeting revisited a debate on whether to accept nuclear energy from the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. Customers statewide and locally are paying for the plant's operation, which has been extended to at least 2030. Last month, the board voted to reject the nuclear power. It was a close vote, and several board members were absent. A procedural glitch triggered the do-over. During a public comment period, Arcata resident Joanne McGarry urged the board to stick with its original stance.
I've been against this from the get-go in my college days at Abalone Alliance, when we went down there protesting and having Jackson Brown and all these people sing songs. And, you know, nuclear energy is not the future for me, and conservation is. And we as people in Humboldt County need to really recognize that we can do it differently, better. We don't need this blood money, in my opinion. And I was in Santa Barbara for 7 years and 5 fires, by the way, and got to know these groups in San Luis Obispo, Mothers for Peace. For years, decades, Mothers for Peace has been working to close down Diablo Canyon. And I looked at their website yesterday. Diablo Canyon is full. It's falling apart. We should not be supporting that operation in any way whatsoever.
Those in favor of accepting the nuclear energy say energy agencies, including RCEA, are paying for the Diablo plant's operation and might as well get the benefit of its power, which is considered carbon-free. Accepting it will also provide an additional $500,000 of revenue each year. The RCEA's Community Advisory Committee recommends accepting the power. Committee member Deborah Dukes, who is also a member of the 350 Humboldt Carbon Reduction Advocacy Group, said she's not in favor of nuclear energy, but rejecting it in this case won't accomplish anything.
Nobody consulted me on whether we should pay for the decommissioning of Diablo Canyon. Had they asked me, I would have said no. Emphatically, I would have said no. However, I'm paying for it. And I'm as unhappy about that as I am about my CalSTRS pension being invested in fossil fuels. For the same reason, I don't think we should turn down the allocation. We're paying for it. We are not going to make a difference in how long the nuclear reactors go. We're not going to make a difference in what the PUC decides. We're not going to make any difference in what PG&E decides. I think we can take that money, just as I take my blood money, and use it in more constructive ways.
RCEA Board Chair Sarah Schaefer is Arcata's representative, and she said many people there have told her they don't want RCEA to include nuclear power in its energy mix. Schaefer said if it's accepted, the added revenue should be dedicated to local renewable energy projects.
And really, you know, not seeing a direct route, or at least in this, you know, particularly recommended motion of, you know, moving the way that I think we need to, which is like, how can we become more independent from G&E, for example, have more of our own resiliency and independence with energy where we're not reliant on resources like the Diablo Canyon, and being able to bring online our own resources and projects locally. So, you know, I would be inkling to support in the back of my head if there was, you know, some clear direction that that money could really be spent locally in our community and the saving fee brought to us. But, you know, that's not necessarily what I'm hearing as a possibility.
Responding to the concerns, board member Chris Mobley made a motion to accept the nuclear power with what she described as a caveat, that the added revenue from it be separated from the rest of the RCEA's budget and considered for specific uses like funding local projects. The motion also included revisiting the decision every year. With that, a 7-1 vote in favor of accepting the nuclear power was gained. Schaefer cast the lone vote in opposition. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.